Welcome to episode 8 of the Country Line Songwriter Series, where you'll hear from some of the most successful artists and songwriters working in Nashville today. Country music is all about storytelling, and this is where you'll discover the stories from the people themselves of how they managed to find their way into such a competitive industry and rise to the top, what motivates and inspires them, and what they've learned along the way. Texas-born Eric Pasley started playing the guitar and writing songs at the age of 15. He relocated to Nashville a couple of years after graduating from high school to attend Middle Tennessee State University, where he studied everything related to the music business. He got an internship with a leading independent music publisher during his senior year, which then led to a song publishing deal, which in turn led to a recording contract with EMI Records Nashville in 2011. The same year, a song Pasley had written, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, became a number one smash for country star Jake Owen. Pasley's own debut single, Never Really Wanted, was also released that year as well, and his self-titled debut album arrived in 2014. The album reached number 4 on the Billboard Country charts, supported by the hit singles Friday Night, Song About a Girl, and She Don't Love You. And in 2017, while in London performing as part of Country Music Week, Eric spoke with Chris Stevens.
The Country Line Songwriters Series with Eric Pasley.
Are you from Texas?
I am from Texas. I grew up in Central Texas, about an hour northeast of Austin, Texas, so right in the middle.
Do you think being brought up there has somehow contributed to the kind of music you write and the sounds you create?
Absolutely. I think even the household you're in, you know, what music, or even the street you're born on, you know, what music kind of influence you to move you as a kid and as an adult, and that can't help but show up in the music you create.
Because lots of people think of Nashville as being obviously a major city for country music, but there's a lot in Texas as well, isn't there?
There's a whole lot everywhere, honestly. You know, I grew up in Texas and started touring the U.S., and it was like, there's more farms in New York State than there are everywhere. You know what I mean? There's just country communities everywhere. And the thing is, you don't have to grow hay and shuck corn to listen to country music, because I think it's such a human storytelling. It's like, it tells the story of all of us, you know, and it's not really about ego. If it is, I'm not really a huge fan of it. But, you know, it's fun to have fun with songs. But I think it's just the root of all of country music is the heart and soul of everybody.
Did you intend to write songs, or did it just kind of happen?
I always loved music. I didn't really start playing until I was 15, like officially, like really play and say I was a musician. I'd kind of tinkered in piano and violin and choir and, you know, all that as a kid. And I'd written a poem for a girl, and I never gave it to her. So I'm glad I didn't have the guts, you know. It wasn't meant to be. And someone was like, well, you know, a poem's like a song. And I'm like, well, I know how to play the guitar. And there you go. Grab a guitar and put these lyrics to it, and I wrote my first song. So I think it's definitely a gift to say I love you in a different way, like thousands of times, you know. And I also thought singers wrote their own songs. I didn't know there was a difference. I just thought, I like singing, and so I need to write some songs. So that's kind of why it started.
And how did it go from there to writing songs for Jake Owen and Rascal Flatts and obviously for yourself as well?
Yeah, I moved to Nashville a year later, and they all happened at then. I'm totally kidding. No. I moved to Nashville when I was 20, and I've been there 14 years. And that being said, though, the pace at which it happened, it's usually like a 10-year town, they call it. You know, so when people are there 2 years and they're like, Nashville sucks, you know, it's like they didn't know you were even there. That's a hard thing with music. It's when you put music and business together, someone is investing in you. So it's like for someone to invest in your creativity, they need to know you longer than 2 years. They're like marrying you almost, you know. So it really is a wild journey, and grateful for the success I've had, and totally pumped to be in the UK, man. It's like music's the craziest passport. It really is.
Oh, and country here is growing really fast. It's interesting what you say about you don't have to be on a farm and so on, because we're right in the centre of London here.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, a week of non-stop country music, and people want to come and hear the songs and meet the performers. And, you know, you don't see people wearing the hats and the boots and all that, but you don't have to, do you?
My bass player wore it. way back. He's from outside Liverpool. The band got pictures of him. He's like, I think he was in Nevada, had a big old Stetson on, black cowboy hat, and I love it, man. People want to come wear their, you know, Stetsons and cowboy boots, and come on.
Is it weird to travel halfway around the world and find people singing along to your songs?
It's really cool. It really shows that music, it really doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't have to swim. It can fly, you know. It just kind of flies through the air, and hopefully you catch it with something, and it gives you good vibes, you know.
I wanted to quickly ask you about a couple of songs that you were involved in the creation of, and if you just tell us where the idea came from or how it happened. The first is Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jeans. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Yeah, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. I was just hanging out with a couple buddies of mine. One was a fishing buddy named Terry Sawchuk, and another buddy of mine, Dylan Altman. He and I have written songs together for years. And it was just another day. I had grabbed my guitar. It ended up being my first guitar my parents helped me buy, and I'd strung it up. We call it Nashville tuning, so it's like all the high strings off of a 12-string guitar, but it's just on a 6-string guitar, so it's real jangly. It's just like ding, 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 you know. The whole song is G, D, C, D. Like, it's the most simple chords you can play. And as a whatever age I was then, I probably would have been jaded if I played a regular guitar. I was like, I'm just selling out. So it was this, I'm grateful God had me playing this guitar I hadn't really played in a while. But it was my first one. But I did just kind of mumbled out. You know, Dylan was talking about seeing U2 play the Joshua Tree tour. He was at JFK Stadium there. Up where he was at, around New York, New Jersey. And he said, I remember turning around, there's a sea of lighters. You know, everybody going, I think it was where the streets have no name or something like that. And Barefoot Blue Jean Night, when it says, shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show, that was Dylan's experience at a U2, you know, Joshua Tree tour. And I love U2, and it's kind of fun that we somehow morph that story into a very big country song now. It's just that song just kind of found us, you know, that most of them do, and grateful that people know it and they love singing the wo-wos also, you know.
And your track Friday Night was recorded first by Lady Antebellum, but then you kind of stole it back.
It really is crazy. You write a song, and Lady Antebellum recorded it, and we're like, this is awesome, because I wrote it with Rose Falcon, Rob Crosby, and myself, so it's two guys and a girl singer. We're like, this is perfect for Lady Antebellum, you know? You know, I hadn't had any success as a singer yet. I maybe had just signed a record deal when they recorded that, and so it was perfect for them. They loved it, put it out, put it on their album. And it was Charles Kelly, the tallest guy in the band, would always tell me, it's going to be the fourth single or the fifth single or something. I'm grateful it was never their single. And I played it at a show one night, and one of the guys I worked with at the record label was like, that's your single. Why are you not putting that out? I'm like, well, it was already on an album. He's like, great. It's not on the radio. Put it on the radio. So there you go.
And then Charles Kelly, I guess, kind of returned the favor on his song, The Driver. Easy come, easy go. Yeah, we rock and we roll out of town. But for now, while the moment is here, shine the light, drink a beer, let's get loud. All the drivers and dreamers, believers and singers, oh, won't you sing with me now? He did. Well, those are both favors, man. Anytime someone records your song, it's awesome. But yeah, The Driver, he called me up one night and was like, hey, come over and write. And I was in town, was free, wrote with him and another guy, great talented guy named Abe Stiklasa, and we wrote a song called The Driver. It's just kind of an anthem to
the whole live show experience, you know, and everybody that puts it on, from the driver getting you there to the first person on the front row and the super fans, you know, to telling everybody I was in that crowd with you, you know, and it's just a special song. And the coolest thing, Dirk said, yeah, I want to sing that with you also. Charles, myself, and Dirk Bentley, you know, they rode my coattails all the way to Jimmy Fallon. It was me. I did it. No, but that and got nominated for a Grammy for it. So it was just a really special song. And not every song's supposed to be worldwide famous, but they're sure cool experiences to live through and get to sing for a little while.
Absolutely. Final question. When was the last time you switched on the radio or the TV or Spotify or whatever, and you heard a song, whether it's old or new, and you're like, man, I wish I'd written that. That is such a good song. That is so well crafted.
All the time, you know. There's just such great songs, and the cool thing about music, it has forever to be heard, you know. But yeah, definitely was cranking some Tom Petty last night, you know, after hearing he passed away, and you know, Wildflowers, you're like, You Belong Among the Wildflowers. It just had such a simple way of telling something deep. And I think that's a great songwriter. That's a great performer. And I hope I can live up to that, you know, as a singer and to be able to tell the truth in simple lines that hit people deeper than you ever thought they could.
That's awesome. Eric Pasley, thank you for coming to the UK. Thank you for sharing your songs with us. Keep writing them, keep sharing them, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Heck yeah.
The Country Line Songwriter Series with Eric Pasley.
More episodes from this series are available on the Country Line app and website, or just search for the Country Line Songwriter Series wherever you normally get your podcasts.